Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Here is how your teacher or professor can tell if you use ChatGPT. Now, there's some sources out there that kind of can probably figure that out online now. But there is a personal way on how your teacher knows you use ChatGPT. Now, when I use ChatGPT, my way to do it was I would find an article online or something, and I'd have to copy it word for word. And I'd do it the old-fashioned way and just write it in, or I would have to type it in and try to change a couple of words. Yeah, it was harder back then.
That's called plagiarism?
Yeah.
Well,
okay, I called it a report.
We called it cheating.
Yeah.
For me, it would probably be going, my teacher would say, you know, you don't write this good of English.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You mean the dangling participles.
You can barely speak it.
I know. Yeah.
The dang participles.
So this is how teachers and professors know that you are using ChatGPT. ChatGPT doesn't try to engage readers the way human writers do. AI can produce grammatically correct sentences and all that stuff, but it fails to create engaging writing, is what they say. And this could explain why some professors can tell that why students use, you know, or use that chat. What am I saying?
I don't know. You're definitely not going to pass.
Yeah, I know. I need ChatGPT right now. This could explain why some professors can tell when students use ChatGPT.
But you can be engaging, and probably you should have written this break into ChatGPT so you'd be right on course.
No kidding,
but
right?
Why don't you evaluate? I mean, I got two Toms this morning.
She brings us muffins and thinks she can attack us.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it didn't take a Tom to attack that.
Next hour, I'll be on your side. But you can be engaging because in ChatGPT, if they roll something out for you, you can say, can you please make this more conversational?
Yep.
Boom, and it will.
Well, it says human beings tend to use engagement markers to help the reader feel like they're being spoken to directly.
What?
This includes use of questions, personal stories, and stuff like that. So if you want to do it and use ChatGPT, just put in a personal story here or there, or ask ChatGPT to put in a personal story. But it would be the ChatGPT story, not yours.
I was going to say.
So it's very confusing.
You know, school's almost out, so no more reports.
This is like you doing nerd news. It feels like you're just reading this because you have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, that's true.
I know.
So are you saying that's what you do with nerd news? You don't know what you're talking about?
No, I'm saying it's like you doing nerd news.
Okay, but this is pretty self-explanatory. I mean,
I guess, yeah. But like Stacy says, there are so many ways to get around that. Now, the only way professors really can catch you is either if it's obvious that you don't normally write this well,
right,
or if they run it through an AI detector, which those are somewhat likely to give a false positive, but they are really good at catching it if it is.
But I've not used ChatGPT a lot.
We know.
I know, but does it bring up personal stories?
You can tell it to, like Stacy said, it's all about the prompt. What you ask it to do determines how good of a quality you get on the output.
Does it know what I did last weekend?
No.
Neither do I.
Okay.
So what good is it for me?
It needs to make something up for you.
Well, that would be interesting as long as it's fun.
It
as long as
that.
I had fun.
You could tell it, make up a story of something that I did this weekend that was interesting that I can tell people, and it will do that.
Huh. I went to ChatGPT and I said, how to help The Hawk and Tom Show.
Oh, Lord.
And it said, you know, engage on social media. You do that.
Yeah.
Attend events. You do that. edit audio, organize promotions. And then at the end, it says, do you want to help them as a fan, or are you involved more directly with the show or station? So what should I tell Chad?
You're more involved with the show and the station.
Are you a fan?
Yeah. Oh, now she's... Okay.
So she's using AI to try to help make you better.
Did it say anything about grumpy coworkers that call you out when you're having trouble?
What can I do to help with a grumpy coworker?
You can just shut up. Is one thing.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, you may be doing something wrong that you thought was a good idea. I certainly thought it was a good idea.
I'm doing a lot wrong.
Well, this is parenting, so I definitely think there's a chance of that.
I was talking to a friend who agrees with me. I said, parenting's the hardest job you'll ever have in your whole life.
Okay. Mm. Well, a lot of parents think this is a great idea. I was one of them. They said that you will get a new car for yourself and hand down your old car to your teenager when they get to driving age.
That's what I'm going to do.
Makes a lot of sense on paper, but they say it's dangerous. It could be a deadly decision.
Why?
A study found that teens are almost 20% more likely to die in a fatal car crash if their car is more than 5 years old.
Oh.
For cars that are over 15 years old, it jumps to 30%. And here's why. Teens are new drivers. They're not good at it. And you put them in an old car that doesn't have the safety features in it, they're more likely to die in a car crash. A lot of the older cars don't have side airbags and emergency braking and the lane control and stuff. So giving your old car to your kid is a popular move for parents because it usually means you get a new car and you don't care as much if they're in a small fender bender because it's the old car. But it's safer to give your kid a new car or maybe trade the old one in for something that came off the production line after 2020.
Okay. I don't know if I buy this completely.
Why not?
Because those you can get some of those big cars that are huge. Like, you know, get your kid a Hummer. Because nothing's going to win that battle.
Well, that's not keeping your old car and trading. It's not doing what we said. You're buying a new car. That's what they're telling you to do.
If you have a Hummer, you can pass it down.
We're going to give them grandma's big old Buick that's made of metal from the 70s.
I know. I was going to say, do an old Cadillac.
But you don't have an old Cadillac. No one's driving an old Cadillac right now as their main car and then handing it down to their kids.
And there's no airbags.
Well, no, but the car is a boat, so it's like you don't even need airbags at that point. But can't we change the rules?
No, because we're trying to help people out in real life, which is people who probably have a five-year-old car, and they're like, okay, it's time for me to get a new one. I'm giving my kid my five-year-old car.
But you think about it. It's like, are you spoiling your kid because they get a brand-new car while mom and dad's driving the old car?
Well, it's a matter of whether you want them to come home or not.
Well, yeah, you say it. That's extreme. Yeah.
Well, that's what the study shows.
Okay.
I mean, it says they're 20% more likely to get in a fatal car accident. And it does make sense. Well, it might make sense for you to get them a new cheap car, but one that has the safety features in it, if you can afford it, obviously.
Well, and most cars have good safety features from the past 10 years with airbags and all that stuff.
Right.
You think about that.
Well, I mean, this is what they found in the study.
Well,
so is that what you did? Have you done that with your
ours
children?
I bought my daughter a used, but it's a 2023 Hyundai.
She's going to die.
It's 2023. It's less than 5 years old.
It's not brand new.
It's two years old.
Now, my son, we got an older car, but it's a Mercedes, and it has all those features on it. It's a 2013, but it had low mileage, and it has, like, side airbags and everything. Plus, it's a Mercedes.
I know. Shoot, why didn't you take that car?
But I didn't do this because I was new about this study. I had no idea at the time.
You want to adopt me?
Well, it's a Mercedes. It didn't cost that much. I mean, neither of these cars were super expensive.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel better knowing that my daughter especially is in that newer car that's got the safety features. In fact, our neighbor had one of those Hyundais, and her daughter got into a pretty bad accident and was unscathed.
Wow. Okay.
So it has nice safety features.
I'm just going to be driving my kids around until they're like 32.
That's an option.
What time you go to work, son, tomorrow?
Then I'm going to pick up you and your wife and the kids.
I get to all the family. Get you to work on time. I'll get the kids to school on time. All right. That's how to be really safe, y'all.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be surprised if some parents do that, the overprotective parents.
Now, I will say riding with you may not be safe.
That's
true. Might be better off in an old car on their own.
That's true. I like to hold eye contact when I have conversations, even if you are in the back seat. My mom raised me right, y'all.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Mother's Day this weekend. I hope you're thinking about your mom in some form or fashion.
It ain't just your mom. You got to worry about your wife, too.
Yeah. How about your grandma? Do you send, your grandmother a card?
You better.
Moms do all kinds of things for their kids. They love them. They nurture them. They take care of them when they're sick. They are their chauffeur. They sacrifice things, for them their whole life. But there's some things that moms do that they necessarily don't want to admit to. And I have mom confessions this morning. And this might make you feel like you're a better mom. I could identify with a lot of them. Like letting a kid eat something off the floor. We've all done that, right?
5-second rule!
Yeah. It's not even a 5-second rule. I don't know how long that half of Oreo cookie's been underneath the kitchen sink. But did you find it? Is it good?
And the thing is it's like you don't have a chance to say anything. It's like they pick up something, they just drop
Okay, that's different. Hawk sounds like he's feeding it to him.
Yeah, well,
I don't think that's good.
Not changing the diaper. It's like, you know what? I just don't feel like changing the diaper right now. I'll do it here in, 30, 40, maybe a couple hours.
This is a man talking, because obviously women don't do this.
Yeah, moms would be like, no. I mean, be right straight out in public. Who doesn't care? Got to change that diaper.
Here's what moms have said. Sometimes I let my kids go 4 days without a bath.
I let myself go four days.
Kind of pushing it on the trashy side of people, I feel like.
Jamie's a fantastic mom.
Right.
There's a bunch of moms that like.
But well, not changing diapers in 4 days and all this?
That was more me. These are the real confessions. That was the very first one of moms right there. It's like they will not get a bath for a little while. Sometimes you get busy. You have had the luxury of your wife has stayed home the whole time to give baths their whole life.
I don't know, man.
We do have to consider there are moms that are working full time and then they have a couple of kids. And so I do feel, and sometimes you just be like, I just go to bed.
I've let my kids eat marshmallows or sweets for breakfast more than once.
That's not that big a deal.
No, what are Eggos?
Okay.
Eggos with a lot of syrup.
They're healthy without the syrup, though, right?
Doubt it.
Just pure carbs.
Some days I let my 2-year-old watch television or play his phone so I can get some things done all day long.
Oh, that's a lot.
I know. I see that all the time.
Yeah. Tom's like, what's wrong with that?
We were proud that our kids were so good at the iPad. look, he's 2 and he can operate an iPad.
But I tell you, I'd rather your kid be on an iPad in a restaurant than to be screaming and running around.
All right, these are mom confessions. When I read to my kids at bedtime, sometimes I skip pages so I don't have to read so long.
That doesn't
they
even
don't
make
know
sense,
the difference.
Though. Because they're going to make you read until they're done reading. They're like, okay, keep reading. They usually fall asleep while you're reading to them.
Not all the time. A lot of times my kid would go, read another book, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I mean. So you're skipping pages did you no good.
Well, no. It's like, no, we're done with this book. We'll read another one tomorrow night. And it's like sometimes, Tom, and honestly, you made up a story.
I made it up because the ending was super sad, and I changed it so the cat lived. Which is good parenting.
Okay. All right. These are mom confessions. I have been known to take money from my kid's piggy bank or birthday money if I needed change.
That's okay.
Did you pay it back, though?
Probably more than paid it back. Raising kids, you paid it back.
Okay, that way you did, but you didn't physically take that $20 bill and put it back in the piggy bank.
You just said change, not a $20 bill.
I said money.
Did the kid know it? Did the kid see you do it? No. I'd be like, what happened to your 20, kid?
Okay.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know you.
I was working all day.
Yeah. I used to put interest in my kids' accounts.
Well, Tom, you know what?
You
really are not a typical parent.
Thank you.
Listen, your day's coming up next month, so calm down. We're talking about moms.
I mean, yeah, but we're talking about bad moms.
Just moms that are busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Moms.
I've eaten my kids' vitamins because I ran out of mine. That's okay.
I say there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I like Flintstones vitamins tastier too.
Yeah.
Trust me on that.
And they're chewable.
I sleep on the couch when my kids wake up first thing in the morning so I can still get some rest and let them play and watch TV. Don't know what they're doing.
That's not anything you got to confess to. That's fine.
That happens.
I don't even think there's anything wrong with it.
Well, when you're like, if your kid's one or two and you're just sitting there snoozing on the couch and it's like over there juggling vases.
At one or two? Okay. That's a talented kid.
I know, right? You better videotape that.
I was extreme. I'm like, it knocks it off the table or all kinds. It could crawl up on a counter and fall off. There's all kinds of things that could happen.
I was going to say that's a cat.
Yes.
They're very similar. I had snacks from my kids because they'll eat them all if I don't. I've done that one. Oh, yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's good parenting.
If that's a last little Debbie snack cake, that's going in my sock drawer until I'm ready for it. I make my two-year-old think I understand what he's saying sometimes when I really don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that gibberish, I don't understand. But you're like, yeah, okay, all right.
I'll be talking to Jackson. I'm like, I have no clue what you're saying, but yeah.
And then he laughs even more.
Yeah.
And then finally, mom confession. I don't know if you've done this one before, Tom. Used a panty liner to wipe my son's nose while I was in the store and I didn't have a Kleenex.
Never done that.
With multiple uses for those things.
So we know it's a hard job, moms. You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, Mother's Day is this Sunday. You want to make sure you don't forget, like I did last year, and I'm still paying for it. It got brought up just the other day.
For your mom or for Jamie?
For my wife.
Oh.
It's like, I'm like, it's not my fault. The kids didn't do their job. She's not my mom.
You think about it, it's like, you know, that Mother's Day from 2024, it's like she can't stop talking about it.
Well, no.
Because he forgot it.
It's her day. How do you forget that?
That's the thing. Now, we were talking with Megan Eby about this. I get my wife a massage every month. I get a house cleaner for her coming in every couple of weeks.
No,
wait a second. I could do any one of those things on Mother's Day, and it would be considered a great gift. But because I have been an idiot and given it to her throughout the year, now I don't have anything special I can do.
Exactly.
Spend time with her?
I don't think she wants that.
And that's the key, Tom. You got to think of the big dates, and that's when you give those presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least if you're going to give them every month, cut them off a couple of months before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And start it back. I was like, hey, wait a second. I already do this. I spoil you every day. And she's like, yeah, but you know, there should be something special for Mother's Day. Well, it turns out a lot of people go the gift route. Now, they're spending less this year than they did in 2023 because I guess the economy is so tight.
Mm-hmm.
They reached a record high then, but now they're going to spend about $250 or so on average for Mother's Day gifts and celebrations. That probably includes dinner, I would assume. But they say that a personalized gift or something that is meaningful is the way to go. Thoughtful gifts are popular. 50% of people want a gift that's unique or different. That's really hard to do.
Of course it is, especially when mom is like, I don't know, 72, and she has everything because she's collected it for the past 70 years.
Well, I think they're also talking about the moms with kids, too, right now.
Yeah, I mean, you do anything that kids create or make, moms love. And I did this a few years back. My mom, and I told you guys about it. I went to Color Clay Cafe. and did a plate and put my handprint on it and put the year up. But I mean, I'm an older man, you know, and I gave it to my mom. She's displaying it in her house right now.
I think that's cool. I might just do the same thing.
Okay. Me too.
Yeah.
Or what if I just go to the copier down the hall?
You're going to get in trouble.
That's not creative. You got at least glue some macaroni.
Make a funny one.
You got at least glue some macaroni on the.
Oh, it'll look like macaroni.
Yeah, on it.
Well, they say that 42% want to find a gift that creates a special memory, and 36% of men are looking for gift experiences, which is what I already do with the massages
and
stuff.
Yeah, it's thoughtful.
So it's like if you're going to do like a gift that's an experience, that gets tricky. Now, Moms Online suggested some things. This one I thought was odd. A peaceful, no-complaint hike. You could go sightseeing to a park or plan a picnic. I don't think that's something that my wife would be super excited about. Maybe she'd enjoy it, but boy, I wouldn't.
Because the mom's going to have to get everything organized, get all the picnic equipment out, and pack all the sandwiches
and
stuff.
No, I mean, if you're doing it, you're supposed to do that.
Okay, stop by KFC, get a bucket of chicken, and go to a park.
Well, then also taking a hike is work. So, and that's the thing that you don't want to do.
This was their suggestion. I don't get it. They said make a memory, do something unexpected and different, like offering to participate in one of her hobbies.
Or clean the dishes, or clean the house.
That would be it.
Or vacuum.
Those would be
good.
Do
it naked in front of Jamie.
I am really sure she doesn't want that.
And honestly, that is a kid's day, really. The kids are supposed to like their mom. Like, you can do that on your anniversary or something, but
sorry, I skewed. Sorry, let's go back around.
I got you.
Come reel me back in.
Yeah.
Well, a recent survey, mothers said they'd like to trade gifts for free time. Now that includes family time, but also personal time where they could enjoy some downtime from busy mom life. I'm willing to do that one in a second. I'll be like, listen, Sunday is yours. Mm-hmm. Go do what you want to. I'll take care of the kids.
What time out? Tom, your kids are grown. I don't even have to take care of them.
That's what makes this such a good gift. I don't have to do much.
But you keep hearing about how mom just wants to date herself.
Yeah.
And I told my mom, I said, Mom, most moms want to be by themselves. Do I really need to come over on Sunday?
How'd that go?
I'll be there.
Yeah.
With filet in hand.
You know what I've discovered, though? There's some moms that are all about, like,
family.
They want that.
My mom does.
They want to embrace everybody, making a big deal about Mother's Day, and then there's some that don't want anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'd be willing to do that one, but I don't think it will work with her. Just give her the whole day to herself. I kind of do that every day, too.
Yeah. It's nothing special.
I'm like, do whatever you want to do. I'm just going to sit here curled up on an iPad or something.
Y'all just like roommates at this point, aren't you?
Well, I mean, we're good roommates. We get along really well, except for whenever I forget Mother's Day. But that's what we wanted to do today is make sure you don't forget Mother's Day. So it is coming up this Sunday. Make sure you at least get a card and some flowers, because otherwise you're going to be like me and hearing about it a year later.
And a year after that, a year after that.
And don't forget again.
I didn't. I just talked about it.
Sunday. It's Mother's Day.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.